We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Now let me welcome onto the Mountain West Insider Podcast, the star, and I'm calling him the star of his own podcast, the Tyson Degenhart Show. You can figure out who it is from there. Tyson Degenhart from Boise State, first place Boise State. And before we hit record, Tyson, we were talking a little bit about how back at the start of the season, Jeff Goodman drafted you on his fantasy college basketball team and his little rivalry with Robbie Hummel. And some of his picks have not panned out, but you have. You've spurred on his late season comeback, so he's got a chance to take down Robbie this year. How proud are you of your performance to be able to make sure that Goodman's fantasy basketball team looks pretty good?
It feels great. You know, I was a little worried there for a minute after the two single-digit points out of three games, and I know I probably was expecting a text from Jeff saying, you got to start playing better for my fantasy team. So had to pick it up, and definitely feels good to be playing well at the right time of year and hoping to continue to win games on into March.
I was going to cut you in all fairness. You know, I was going to cut you early and replace you with, you know, maybe Max. I don't know. Somebody else, right? But I stuck with you, and it has absolutely paid off. You've been playing out of your mind. Like, this is the first time I feel like, this is the old Tyson in terms of like doing everything, making threes at a high clip, scoring, like everything. And it's no surprise that it coincides with you guys playing unbelievable basketball over the last, you know, really month or so of the year.
Yeah. I mean, definitely had my ups and downs in the first couple months of the year, and just had to stay consistent and focus more on the process rather than the outcomes. And I knew if I continued to do what I do, things were going to pan out in the end, and glad it's panning out right now.
You guys have won five in a row here now. You just, on Saturday, you beat New Mexico at home, tied for first place in the Mountain West. We've been talking all year about how much fun this league is, about how tough this league is, about how balanced this league is. Hopefully we can get a 6-team Mountain West going. It's something that we've been pushing since the start of the season, but it feels like you guys have kind of figured this thing out and you're playing your best basketball now. What's changed? Like, how have we gotten to this point?
We definitely had our bye at the right time, you know, coming off two losses to Colorado State and Utah State. We kind of had some time to get off our feet and kind of relax, because 11 games in a row for the people that don't play is a lot without having a bye in between. And, you know, we really had a heart to heart with our team and our coaches just about how we need to get better on the defensive end. And I think you've seen a real jump in our defensive intensity and our execution.
So I went out and I don't know if you know, I saw two really good Mountain West games. I didn't see you guys play, but the schedule didn't fall right. So I was out and I saw first Utah State play San Diego State, had never been there. Then went to the Pit the next night and saw an unbelievable ending. I'm sure you saw it against Colorado State. Four really good teams, two great venues. My question, I think actually Utah State is the better place for the atmosphere, because the students are out of their minds. Like, I've never seen anything like it where you have almost 50% of the crowd being students. They're crazy, Tyson, and they don't even drink. They're not drunk at all.
Yeah, they're on a different level. I mean, they're wearing like medical gloves to clap because it's louder than using your hands. And they just, They have like that whole scouting sheet, and I was really actually interested to see what they wrote about us, because I know like Coach Dury had coached there, and having Max and Kate on the team with Coach Rice's their dad coaching us, and I'm sure they had some very, very harsh things on there.
What's the thing that they could have on you that you would be scared of? Like, what were you worried that they might say about you on that sheet?
I'm not really scared of anything. Like, I don't think I put anything out there that would really, come back my way in a bad way. So hopefully nothing, but I would be interested if they would have found anything.
No dirt. No dirt on Tyson, Rob.
That's why we have him on here right now, Tyson. You're going to give us something that they can use or what?
Absolutely not. I
Smart
know they
choice.
travel pretty well to Vegas, so I can't give them anything.
And you know what? Hey, the Viejas, it's coming up. They're pretty good too. I mean, you get like the environments. It's sad that I've never been to Boise, and I feel really bad that I haven't. And Leon gives me shit for it all the time, and he should, rightfully should, because you guys have been good for a long, long, long time. But what's the key down the stretch here? I mean, obviously, this is such a great league, as Rob said. It's bottled up at the top. I mean, you look at Colorado State right now, I think they're in sixth or seventh, and we know they could beat just about anybody. What's the key here down there? What do you need to do to be able to try to win this league?
It all comes down to defense. I mean, we're playing two great teams this week. Nevada's been playing really, really well as of late, and then San Diego State's been as consistent as ever. And and when you get down to the conference tournament, 3 games in 3 days, it all comes down to defense. Because on that third day, shots aren't going to fall. Legs are tired. You're playing for a lot. So it all comes down to defense for us. And then, just taking it one game at a time. Like, everyone wants to look ahead to Viejas on Friday, just because like we could have a chance to clinch, but we got to take care of business on Tuesday because we got a really good team coming to Boise.
Yeah, it's amazing that we're sitting here. It's March 4th, right? It's the last week of the regular season, and there are literally five teams at the start of the Mountain West that still have a chance to win the league regular season title, depending on how things play out. Like, has it been as much fun to play in this conference as it has been to watch it? Or are you sitting here like, man, I can't wait to get to the Mountain West tournament? This has been a grind.
It's been a lot of fun. It has been a grind, but playing against so many good teams, night in and out, it's just a lot of fun. That's all you could ever ask for out of conference play.
I think a lot of people, Tyson, when they think about the Mountain West Conference, the first two places that you think of are Viejas and the Pit, right? For me, the Spectrum is one that I always think about. I was back there. I went there in like the Wild Bill days. I think you were probably like 10 years old then, but they had this guy named Wild Bill who was like this 320-pound, 5'8" dude that would show up with no shirt on and his belly hanging out, wearing like Little Mermaid costumes and all of this, like a teacup costume, and he was out of his mind. That place is nuts. So I don't think people realize though how good it is, the environment is at Boise State. Like, we saw that game on Saturday night. We saw how loud it was. We saw how packed it was. We saw how crazy it was. Talk up your spot a little bit. Let people know, like, Boise State, that's a place that is a destination game if you want to go see a good game in a great environment.
Absolutely. I think it's gotten so much better since I've gotten here. I remember first couple home games, there weren't many students showing up. And then by the end of my freshman year, we had sold out the Nevada game when we clinched conference at home, and it just continued to grow. And credit to the students for showing up, and our marketing team to getting people out there. And I think it's one of the best environments in the Mountain West. I think it's up in that conversation with Viejas, the Pit, and the Spectrum all in there. So I think it's one of the best environments in the Mountain West, and you'll have to really come and see it to experience it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
That's how you know that NIL is a thing, man. We just heard Tyson Degenhardt in here. I'm going to thank my marketing team.
Marketing teams all around. Like, you guys would be surprised. We see marketing team, like, roaming around, like, in the gym trying to get things set up almost every day. So they do a lot, and I'm really thankful for them to get people in the seats.
Yeah, I also just, for anyone from San Diego State listening to this, Tyson Degenhardt did take credit for Boise State's fan base. It's been a lot better since I've been here. So we'll quote you on that one, Tyson.
Okay.
Hey, did Max go through senior night last year or no?
Yeah, he did.
So he's going to get two senior nights?
He's going to get two senior nights.
This is bullshit. I mean, come on. How many senior nights does somebody need? Like, he went through one. I don't think you should be allowed to get another. Like, what do you say to him when he told you he's going to go through it again here?
I knew he was going to go through it this year. I know last year he was really close to Najee and Lucas, and you know, they were kind of the same grade growing up. Like Najee and Max play on the same AU team, and they grew up together in that way. And I think they wanted just to experience that night together because technically he was a senior. Yes. He could come back for another year and use his COVID year. So I don't blame him for it at all.
Did he or dad cry? Either one? Who out of the family cried last year? Anybody?
I don't remember if anyone did. If it was someone, I think it'd be Robin. But I think Robin might cry this year just because it's for sure his last year.
Is Max at all? Is he like a tough dude? Is he a crier? Like how do you describe him to people that don't know him? Because his personality is awesome. I mean, he's funny. He'll have fun with anybody. But like, is he a sensitive dude or not at all?
I don't think he's a sensitive dude. I mean, you know, he's in a tough spot with his dad being the coach and just being put in the spotlight for so long. And but he's definitely not sensitive in that way.
No, I meant sensitive, like not sensitive when dad yells at him. I meant more.
Oh, he understands he's a player and coach does a good job of not treating him as his son. He treats him as a player. And I think that goes a long way for us other players who are not his sons, you know, treating him as equals and not anything superior.
All right. I want to ask you about the other big guys in this league. I want to talk about Great. And I want to talk about Jaden, because I think it's you three are the three big guys that I think about when I think of the Mountain West. When you're going into those matchups, like what is your game plan going up against those two guys? Obviously they have a little bit of different games. What is your mindset when you're going up against them?
You know, they score the ball in a variety of different ways. So the main thing for us is try to make their catches as hard as possible, whether it's fronting, three quarters, you know, just any way we can make their catches tough and further away from the basket. That's a win for us in that regard. And just try to make their night as tough as possible. Like, we know they're going to make shots. They know they're going to make plays, you know, don't get discouraged by them making one play. Just try not to make them consecutive in a row to get the crowd involved in that way. And yeah.
Dude, is it nice? They are so strong. Like the two of them, watching them go against each other, it was fun. I mean, they are two big boys. You know, I'm sure for you, and again, the beauty of your game, it's different, right? That's not necessarily what you want to be doing. You want to be able to stretch, take them outside. That's been the biggest difference for you lately, right? Like your three-point shot has been falling at a pretty good rate. It's not like you've fallen in love with it and gone crazy. But I think that's been the big, you know, your freshman year, you're an elite shooter. Then obviously you've dealt with some injuries, but I feel like that's the one area that's kind of come back lately, isn't it?
Yeah. I think it's just, you know, getting those game reps in. It's like, you know, you can obviously go through practice and after practice, try to get game reps in, but it's just so different being in a game. It's just a different feel. There's just so many different things about it that's hard to replicate in practice. And so I think even last year, I got my three-point percentage continued to rise throughout the whole year. And I think we're seeing the same thing this year.
Yeah, I do like how Goodman with his backhanded compliments. You used to be an elite shooter, and now like you're just kind of okay now, but you've gotten some better, you know?
No, I expect him. I expect you to shoot in the high 30s.
You got
no
high offense. Standards for you here, Tyson. We I got do. High standards for you.
Damn right. I listen, I picked you. Why? Because I thought you were going to shoot in the high 30s, and you – I got the numbers here. In the last eight games, you're averaging 22 a game. You're shooting 62 from the field. You're shooting 41 from three. Though that's why I drafted you. That's what I expected all year. Maybe the podcast is throwing you off a little bit here. I don't know. Like maybe I should have called you early and like, hey, take a week off, take a bye week from the pod.
We haven't been doing the pod that much. I mean, really? Like during the season has been once a month. So it's not like a huge priority. The priority for me, like during the season, is basketball and then school. And those are the two things you really got to take care of during the season. The podcast was definitely lower on my priority list.
Good to hear. What about school? All right, give me the lowdown on school. You're a junior this year, majoring in what? What do you want to do when you finish, you know, hopefully in 15 years playing basketball?
Yeah, majoring in finance. And then after basketball is kind of over, hopefully become a financial advisor somewhere and settle down.
You know what you can do? You could take care of all of Leon's money. You can take care of it and tell him what nursing home to go into when he gets older.
I don't think I'm going to do that. I don't think he's the nursing home guy. He's too active and he'll be playing pickleball for.
I know. Wait. Have you seen him play pickleball?
We played pickleball together before.
And
it was like freshman year. He's a good player. He's got good touch. I think another good guy on our staff is Berto.
Really?
Yeah, Berto's got some skill. He's tall, he's athletic, and we watched him when we were in Canada. They went down to a little park in Kamloops, and they were playing against some regulars there at that park. It was very fun to watch. It got very
really? Interesting.
All right, one more basketball question, and I'll let Goodman do whatever he wants to do with the nonsense. Roddy Anderson transferring in from UC San Diego. The transition wasn't immediately as smooth as I think a lot of people expected, but you know, he's playing better now. It seems like he's kind of figured out this league. He's kind of figured out his role on this team. How important has that development been? I mean, we talk about point guard play all the time on the show, but how important has he been in kind of the growth of you guys as a team?
He's been tremendously important. You know, you could obviously talk about Omar, myself, Buzo, or Max being, you know, guys that are super important, but I think Roddy's the catalyst, just running the offense, playing at his pace because he has such incredible speed. Sometimes he can get out of control. And I think he's done a much better job of taking care of the ball and using his speed in different ways and, you know, going fast and slowing down and seeing the whole floor. And I think his growth this year has been incredible and is going to continue to grow throughout the rest of the year.
How have you guys helped with that?
I know he's been in the film room a lot with having Lex on our staff and him being a great point guard and leading the offense. You know, he's been watching a lot of film along with Jace and just those two going at it, just trying to encourage each other and compete in practice. I think that goes a long way.
My last one for you, growing up in Spokane. So are you a huge Zags fan still when you don't play them? Like they beat St. Mary's the other night on Saturday night in Moraga. Are you rooting, you know, did you grow up like as a diehard fan? Are you still rooting for them when you don't play them?
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot harder now that I'm in college and I'm playing for a school that's not Gonzaga. Right. But growing up, I was a huge Gonzaga fan. I mean, I have pictures with Roni Turioff, Adam Morrison. We used to have some season tickets for a couple years, so I got to watch North Carolina come. And funny enough, saw Steve Alford and Bryce Alford when UCLA came. I mean, really? I watched some really, really good teams. And, you know, it was a lot of fun growing up watching Gonzaga, but now I'm in my own area and really focused on Boise State.
Good answer. You don't want any bulletin board material. No, absolutely. I was just curious if like a kid who grows up in Spokane is a diehard Gonzaga fan, you know, stays up and watches them if you can late night after you play in a game like that.
I mean, like Max and I are still close to the Fuse. I played AU with Joe Few for, gosh, like 8 years when I was younger and grew closer to the Few family. I still watch. Like I watch the San Fran game. I watch the St. Mary's game. I don't watch every game. And I watch when I can and have some free time, but really focus on more what we're doing here.
I mean, it's actually like a really interesting conversation to have because I think a lot of athletes obviously grow up as fans of specific teams, and then you reach a certain level where all of a sudden you are playing against those teams that you grew up rooting for, right? It just it's interesting. How did you go about navigating that? Was it could you like turn off the Zags fan switch?
Kinda in a way. Like obviously throughout high school I still watched. Like I remember watching that national championship game with my family on vacation, and just, you know, I remember that a lot. And once I got to college, I knew it was all about Boise State. I knew that Gonzaga, you know, was going to do their thing regardless. I know Coach Few's going to get the right players in the right spot and play good at the right time, and really wanted to focus on, you know, turning this program into a perennial NCAA tournament team each and every year.
All right, my all last right. one, and I can't believe it's taken me this long to even ask this, and Rob didn't ask it, which really doesn't surprise me because he asks a lot of bad questions. How much of a chip on your shoulder do you guys have? Because everybody's talked about San Diego State, Utah State, Colorado State. Like, who am I forgetting? I mean, you know, New Mexico. Yeah. Everybody but you guys. Legitimately, you guys have somehow managed to slip through. And now you look at, and I don't know how much you look at bracketology. I'm assuming you look at it because we all do, right? You know, Leon will say he doesn't look at it, but you guys as kids, you're looking at it. Where does Lenardi have us? Where does everybody have us? Right now, I think we've got you as like a 7 seed right now. Is that right, Rob?
Yeah.
Right. You're 7. I mean, somehow you guys have just gone under the radar all friggin' year. Like that chip on your shoulder, has it been there?
100%. You know, there's different routes to take in a non-con, and we took the route of challenging ourselves and going playing a harder non-con to kind of set us up and, you know, build that experience for such a new team. You know, we could have scheduled a bunch of quad four teams and kind of coasted through non-con without any adversity, but I think adversity really builds character. I think that's a lot what we saw in those non-con, like the Clemson game, VTech, that whole Orlando trip really, really set us up for success. And I think it's really paid dividends. Just having that experience in those close games in the non-con has really paid off for us in conference play.
Yeah, I would just like to say for the record that there's one person on this call that is a media member that also has Boise State in their top 25 today. And there's one of us that just wore a hat to try to kiss up to the guy averaging 17 on that.
No, I don't do a top 25 anymore. Once everybody talks about bracketology, nobody cares about a top 25, Tyson. They just want to know, where are you in the fake bracket? That's all they
Please tell that to the people yelling at me in my mentions right now.
About it's true. Hey, my last thing for you is, so the broken nose earlier this year, did it affect you with the girls or no? Like what, you know?
I've had a long time girlfriend since freshman year. So yeah.
So she's no okay bad. With you. Even with no, the broken nose, yeah. She didn't
we
say, hey, listen.
About a month ago, so we're all good.
All right, good. Good to hear. Good to hear.
Listen, she took care of me that day when I broke it. She drove me home and took care of me. So
nice. I really appreciate it. Hey, that's a keeper. Tyson,
he's
that is
keeper.
An
That's
absolute
for damn sure.
Keeper. Listen, love you, man. Love having you on. Love that I stuck with you and picked you, and it's coming to – it worked. It worked. I wasn't really worried just for a minute. For like a minute, I was a
like
little
a week,
bit concerned.
Probably.
Yeah, not even a week. And then, you know, you're making me look good. But honestly, mean it, man. You've had a great year. You guys have had a heck of a year. Continue it, and hopefully we'll see you along the way.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Tyson. It.